With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After launching America's 250th anniversary celebration in the heartland last night, today President Trump set to sign his watershed tax and spending bill at the White House.
President Trump was in a celebratory mood addressing a crowd at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines on the eve of July 4th.
Has anybody ever had a better 2 weeks than that?
Trump took the stage after the House approved the amended Senate version of the tax and spending legislation he championed.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big beautiful bill.
The president plans to sign the legislation during a picnic at the White House while stealth bombers and fighter jets that were part of the strikes in Iran fly overhead. I'm Jennifer King.
Tuesday's fireworks warehouse explosion left 7 people missing in Northern California. They still haven't been found. Yolo County Undersheriff Matt Davis says there's good reason for that.
We cannot move forward until the scene is safe. And I have full confidence that the public safety individuals who are working to do that are doing everything they can and with the urgency that is necessary right now.
Speaking with KGO-TV, no word yet on the cause of that explosion about 30 miles northwest of Sacramento. Americans are on the move this holiday weekend.
We're projecting not only record numbers of drivers and people on the roads, but also a record number of air travelers. In the car category, we're projecting 61.5 million people. And then in the air travel category, more than 5.8 million.
AAA's Aixa Diaz says gas much cheaper than a year ago. Regular now averaging $3.16 per gallon. Wall Street is closed in honor of the nation's birthday. The market taking a bit of a breather after climbing higher into record territory yesterday. This is SRN News. There are still a lot of problems for Christians in Syria.
A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom finds that about 6 months after President Bashar Assad was deposed, believers in the country remain under siege. The report states that, quote, loyalists to the transitional authorities have targeted civilians in the West and South through mass sectarian attacks, while Turkish support for Islamist militias in the North has continued to pose threats to Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia has agreed to not fully enforce a 2020 law banning so-called conversion therapy as part of a lawsuit settlement. The Virginia Department of Health Professions is agreeing with a faith-based conservative group that sued over the statute. Two professional counselors represented by the group argued that the law violated their right to religious freedom. Conversion therapy is the practice of helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle. This is SRN News. Well, so much for Eggflation. A couple of popular restaurant chains, widely known for their breakfast anytime fare, are lifting the surcharges they had placed on eggs. We get details from correspondent Keith Peters.
Denny's and Waffle House have removed surcharges that the two restaurant chains added to their menus when U.S. egg prices spiked earlier in the year. Denny's confirmed on Thursday that it eliminated its surcharge on May 21st. Waffle House said it removed its surcharge on June 2nd in social media posts this week. Both chains put surcharges in place in February as the price of eggs soared. The price of a dozen grade A eggs hit a record high of $6.23 per dozen in March after large outbreaks of bird flu. But egg prices began falling in April as bird flu cases subsided. Keith Peters, Washington.
More details, SRNnews.com.